This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 201, entitled Fluffy Moms and the Masculists. Flyer itself. Fluffy Moms and the Masculists. This flyer also takes the form of a letter to Sandman, a prominent MGTOW. Dear Sandman, I object to your use of deadbeat dads for men who don't pay for their kids, whom they lose after a divorce. This is an abusive term coined by feminists who expect men to pay up. Masculists, men's libbers, focus attention instead on the deadbeat moms, or fluffy moms, who expect to get sole custody of her kids and use fluffy feminist legislation to force divorced fathers who lose joint custody in 90% of cases to pay child support, often against their will. A fluffy is a masculist term for a traditional woman who expects to be able to parasite off a man's money, for example, as in Korea or Japan. Masculists see that many of men's problems stem from the existence of fluffies, so their primary goal is to wipe them out by refusing to have relationships with them, thus forcing them to become career-competent fips, a masculist term for a financially independent person, who masculists want all women to be, otherwise they are parasiting on men. If women with kids insist on getting sole custody of the kids after a divorce, then the masculists insist that these fluffy mothers pay the full cost of the kids. Otherwise, custody of kids after a divorce should be joint by default, as is the case in the US in some states. Those career incompetent fluffies who are unable to pay this full cost are labeled deadbeat moms or fluffy moms by masculists. In the past, robot husbands paid for the kids and a parasitic fluffy wife. A divorced mother today has only to pay for the kids, but no parasitic husband. It's easier for her financially than for the traditional robot husband of the past. Masculists put enormous moral pressure on fluffies to become fips, otherwise they will not get a man. A woman who gets the reputation of being a fluffy in her social circle gets the kiss of death in terms of her getting a man. No masculist or MGTOW will go near her. A fluffy will parasite on a man before the divorce and after. Fluffies are toxic. They are parasites. They are immoral. They are slavers of men. They are vermin. They are to be wiped out. Now that women can work, thanks to male-invented contraceptive pills, household gadgets, higher education, etc., they must work. Anything else is parasitism on men. Since fluffies can only be fluffies by getting their financial claws into a robot male, it'll be easy for masculists to wipe them out. A robot male is a masculist term for a traditional male who expects to be parasited upon by a fluffy wife, as in Korea and Japan. Except for the young herbivore generation in Japan, a third, then, when I wrote this flyer, what, two, 3 years ago? A third of young Japanese men under 30 refuse the traditional male role of being a robot manslave, with a daily 14-hour work and commute time to a fluffy Jap wife. Masculists push their ideology onto society and advise young men not to have relationships with fluffies. Quote, rather a fit than a fluffy. A fluffy will parasite on you before the divorce and after. Fluffies can rot on the shelf, and push young women to be fips. If you want to have a man, have a career. Fluffies are the enemy of the masculists and will be wiped out by them. Masculists are political, unlike MGTOWs, who are political pygmies who simply opt out of the traditional robot male role. Masculists browbeat feminists with masculist rhetoric and educate the media and society with masculist ideas so that men's issues are listened to equally with women's issues. Masculists raise masculist consciousness in society and counter the fluffy feminist bias in the divorce courts, where men are being financially massacred in their millions by fluffy feminist divorce court judges and fluffy feminist divorce lawyers who have had their feminist consciousness raised but not their masculine consciousness raised, so still have traditional fluffy expectations of men, namely seeing them as exploitable checkbooks. Masculists need to get gender laws changed. The biggest legal discrimination against men is the lack of a legalized para, that is, paternity rejection right, equivalent to the legalized mara, maternity rejection right, also known as aka abortion right. This is blatant sexual discrimination against men. Women can reject unwanted maternity, but men can't reject unwanted paternity. When a woman gets pregnant and the father does not want the kid, he should have the right to reject payment for that kid, and the woman should be fit so that she can afford to support the kid on her own if she decides to complete the pregnancy. The lack of a para is one of the major reasons why masculists push so hard for women to be fips. When nearly all women are career competent fips, then the para will be legislated and the social expectation will be that women are not to parasite on men. There are many other legal discriminations against men. Retirement age differences, suicide rate differences, different punishments and conviction rates for identical crimes, conscription for men only, life expectancy differences, etc., etc. Masculism I see as a superset of MGTOWism. Masculism equals MGTOW plus gender politics. I have mixed feelings about the MGTOWs. I applaud their rejection of fluffies, since fluffy rejection is a major plank of the masculist agenda, but I deplore the political wimpiness of MGTOWs when it comes to solidarity with their own sex. Masculists have a lot to do. Masculists change attitudes in society towards traditional male and female gender roles. Fluffies need to be wiped out. The divorce courts need to be purged of fluffy feminists, and gender laws need to be rewritten so that they are men fair. A lot of gender political work needs to be done, but the MGTOWs are wimpy about such things, so I condemn them for that. But the net result will be the same, with or without masculist political pressure, if MGTOWs can grow in large enough numbers. If so, then society and politicians will be forced to look at the discrimination against men and the attitudes of fluffies and then make changes, otherwise society dies out. Look at Japan. A third of young men under 30 refuse to be robot males and thus cause a third of fluffy young women to rot on the shelf. Japan will die out given the catastrophic birth rate decline. So it's only a question of time before society seriously listens to men. So many men are being financially massacred in the divorce courts that marriage is seen as toxic to be avoided by young men. The divorce rate's about 50%. Joint custody goes only to 10% of couples with kids. Divorced men are expected to pay alimony and child support to fluffy ex-wives who are not pressured by law or by social attitudes to become fips and stop parasiting on men. The masculist MGTOW message to young men is out. Don't marry. Don't have kids. Marriage is toxic. Fuck women, but don't marry them, and certainly don't give them kids that only you will end up paying for. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name De Garis Masculist MGTOW Flyers. Ciao.